And just how important was it to get a home win, especially in the league? I mean, it's been such a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah, it was, I was watching the Football League review and they mentioned how long it had been. I was actually quite shocked at that. I didn't realise it had been so long. But it's great to get that monkey off our back as well. We hadn't won for a few games, so it was vital that we got the 3 points. Sometimes it's not about playing pretty expansive football. It's about just really knuckling down and doing whatever you have to do to get the win. And we're delighted we did that in front of our home fans, and hopefully we can build on that.
And it is now about building on it, isn't it? You've got that win and you need to sort of move on.
Very much. Well, the difference from last season was that our away form was poor last year and our home form was far better. The start of the season, it's gone in the other direction this year. So it's something that we've looked at. And what's pleasing is that we feel we should have beaten Crawley on Tuesday night. We had enough pressure and enough chances to win the game. And we've gone and got that 3 points, which was vital for us on Saturday. So that monkey's off our back now, and we can hopefully really concentrate and on the cup game on tomorrow night, and then going forward we look forward to our league games coming up.
I think especially important as well, given that you're not going to have a home game now for a while. You've got the next four are going to be on the road as well, so to get that win now, it was vital, wasn't it?
Yeah, very much. I think we were happy with our start of the season. There were a couple of games that where we felt we could have done better, but then over the last few games, we haven't picked up the results that we were looking for. But we're delighted that we've gone and picked up the win on Saturday against a good Chesterfield side who made it difficult for us, who've started the season very well themselves. So it's good to see that we can of course win here but beat the top sides in this league as well.
Yeah, it's not a bad result at all, is it? Because they've started very, very well, and even though they are a promoted side, they've been scoring for fun, they've looked dangerous, and they have taken points off the top teams in this league, haven't they?
Yeah, they're a strong side. Obviously they've got that momentum from getting promoted last year. They've got some good players in their team. Coming into the game the other day, they obviously were 3-0 down at half time and had that belief that they could really get back into it after coming back and equalising away at Preston. So going up, the lead was never really comfortable. Large periods of the second half, we were under constant pressure from them. But I think what's good for us is that we were, I think, scoring goals quite freely on Saturday, and we could have had more ourselves. So that's a positive that we can take forward as well. And the way we did hang on in the end, I think Jed Steer made some terrific saves, and there were some last-ditch tackles and bodies on the line, and we did what we had to do to get over the line. So it's definitely something that we can use as a base for us going forward.
The table's really still taking shape, isn't it? When you look at it now, I think you're only 3 points off Bradford, who are sixth in the table, with a game in hand as well. So it's not settled down. It's still very early, isn't it?
Yeah, you can't take too much notice of the table at the moment. Of course, we'd like to be up the other end, up at the top of the table. That's where you want to be the whole season. But yeah, we've got that game in hand, which I think it's now December the 2nd, where we go and play Barnsley. But in the meantime, it's important that we keep on getting results and keep moving up there, because we don't want to start playing catch up to the teams who are already at the top.
Attention will now turn to the Cup, and what a great game this is as well. And having knocked Watford out in the last round, you must be confident of knocking another Championship team out.
Yeah, very much. We went down to Watford full of confidence, and really with no fear. We felt we could go there, play our football, and on the night I thought it was one of the best performances that I've been involved in with the club over the last couple of years. So it's a great game for us. It's a stadium I'm not too sure we've been to as a club, so we'll be looking forward to going down there. I'm sure the fans will be looking forward to a good cup game, and we want to progress. We've really enjoyed our cup run so far, and it's definitely a competition that we're looking to do well in.
Can you play off the pressure at all that they're going to be under, because they've not had the start that everybody expected as a team from the Premier League coming down? Can you use that to your advantage at all?
Yeah, we'll have our game plan. We'll have a way of approaching the game, and obviously how they approach it is entirely up to them. We know things are happening behind the scenes there, and they've just lost their manager. But we have to be wary of that as well, because we've all come up against teams who've recently lost their manager, and there is almost a renewed fight. So we have to be wary of that. We know they've got top players who've played at the Premiership, and they're obviously a team who are well fancied to go back up this season. So it's going to be a tough game. We don't take their form into it. A cup game is a one-off game, and we'll be looking there to go down there and hopefully repeat what we did at Watford.
It'd be great to keep this cup run going, wouldn't it? Because inevitably it will help the league form as well, I guess.
Yeah, very much. I mean, any cup, to be in any cup is great. I think that excitement of the draw, of sitting there and waiting for your team to be pulled out, we want to be in the cup. So it's I think the gaffer's shown that by the teams he's put out in the cup games. He's put out strong teams. And we really want to progress.
And on the international front, there's a big few months coming up for you as well, isn't there, and for your country?
Yeah, very much. It's the AFCON qualifiers. We've started off the group relatively well. We had a great win away in Sudan under difficult circumstances, and then came back and played really one of the top nations in Africa, in Nigeria at home, and we really took the game to them, and we felt we were unlucky not to come away with a win. So it's a good start to the group. There's a long way to go, but we are confident going forward.
Is there a good feeling within the group? I mean, obviously, having missed out on the World Cup, that, you know, now the team is moving forward again and that you can get to this competition and have an impact there?
Yeah, very much. There's some unbelievable players, both playing in South Africa and on the continent, mostly in Europe now. So it's there's a very good feeling. There's good competition for places. There's a new manager who's reinstalled that belief, and especially playing in front of the home fans, it's an incredible atmosphere. So it's something that we're really looking. We have to make sure that we are at the major tournaments. I think for the last few years, obviously the World Cup was in South Africa. Then the last African Nations was in South Africa as well, so automatically qualified. But I think in terms of actually qualifying for the major tournaments, I'm not sure South Africa have done it for a few tournaments now, so it's vital that we start getting back to the major tournaments in the world.
Do the players feel that pressure? Because everybody always talks about legacies when a country hosts a major tournament, and having hosted the two big footballing ones for Africa, do you feel like, you know, there is that pressure on the players to now say, look, we can take this on and take the country to another level?
Yes, there's always pressure. There's pressure here, there's pressure for your country, and as a player, it's how you deal with that pressure. We know that we need to be at the major tournament. South Africa is a very proud country. The fans are incredible, and we need to give them a team to be proud of, and it's really important that we are representing them at these major tournaments.
Thank you. Cheers, mate.